Justin Brayton, another triple crown. Good qualifying time for you. Good starts. Got shuffled back a couple times, which probably doesn't make you stoked. But overall, you're in the top 10, and you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, overall, pretty good day. Step in the right direction. Qualified sixth, which was I was pumped on that, right in the mix. I didn't race good at all, though. I don't know what was going on. We did make a shock change this week. I know you don't like bike setup stuff, but we went quite a bit stiffer, and it did not translate to anything in the main event. Any three, just because it was so hard packed, and I just was losing traction and didn't have much grip. So
it was a Club MX change that didn't translate to Dallas.
Pretty much, especially in the mains when it's hard packed. Like a lot of people, when you walk the track, oh, this dirt's awesome.
Just telling Freckle that not so much, right?
No, it's not very good dirt. It's really, really hard packed, so super deceiving. But starts were good. Just honestly, I rode like crap all three mains, but all good. Ended up eighth overall, still a step in the right direction. So I executed my starts. My riding was bad. Some races I haven't gotten good starts, and my riding's good.
Just going to say that, right? We've seen other races where you've ridden better.
Yeah, one race I came from 16th to 7th, and crashed with a couple laps to go. But like a race like that, I'm happy even if I crash. But these three, it was just kind of like, just really riding around. So, oh well, all good.
Did you do anything different on your starts, or they just happened to work this week compared to other ones? Because that's something that's kind of been hit and miss for you this year, where normally you're pretty dependable for getting good starts.
Yeah, I would say the last three, we did make a clutch change before Anaheim 3, and that's when I hole shotted my heat. And I would say ever since then, my starts have been fine. So, but earlier in the year, they were not very good.
You know what I noticed about tonight? I don't know if it's applied to you or not, and maybe you can educate me and my listeners on it. So it seemed like goes for all racing, but tonight I saw a lot of guys get passed and then like get passed right away again. I don't know if it was a thing where you got out of a certain rhythm that you felt like you could do, and then you got out of it and then you lost a bunch of time. But it seemed like passes happened in bunches, even at the front. If a guy got passed, then two guys got underneath him and went by him. And maybe that's a triple crown thing, but it seemed like guys, once you got passed once, you couldn't hold off the other guys.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Oh, totally, yeah. And I forget who got the start in the 250 class, the first one, Husky kid.
Robertson.
Robertson. And he got shuffled back quick. Yeah. It's not like he didn't have the speed. It was just once you get passed once, twice, then you kind of start riding a little defensive, then you get passed again. And honestly, that intensity is just crazy. Yeah. So you're just on your back foot the whole time. But if you can get sucked with the group, and literally just give all you can for the first two or three laps, then like you're in the draft. Yeah. So it is strange. But once you get nabbed a couple times, it's like just a freight train.
Well, I think we're two rounds in, and Phillip was in place for like a fifth overall until he lost it in the last main event. So really? Phil's here. He's a real deal now.
Phil's solid, yeah. At one point, was he fifth?
Fifth overall. Yeah, he's fifth in one of the mains, yes.
Yeah. So I looked at Troll because I saw on the board. I'm like, oh, look at Phil.
Yeah.
And qualifying, the first qualifying session today, he was good. Yeah. He was really good.
He was actually number one. We couldn't pull our phones up quick enough. He did get shuffled back quickly, but he was number one briefly.
That's good. That's really good. So I'll have to watch it, but he threw it away the last main?
Yeah, he lost his front end.
What did he get overall?
I want to say like 9th or 11th or something.
Oh, and he had 5th?
Yeah, he had 5th overall, or at least maybe 4th. I don't know.
Not going to be a good week for Phil. Yeah. Daytona, though, I think it could be good for him.
Yeah, maybe. Who knew that he was a Triple Crown specialist, too, like improving, yeah.
Yeah, he's solid. He's good in the whoops. Yeah, he's charging. I think Phil's good. He's solid. Supercross specialist.
All right, JB, work smarter, not harder.
That's right. Yeah. Smarter, not harder. We know where we are. Yeah. I didn't need that 7th or 8th, the last main, so you just kind of chill.
So all of us back it down.
Back it down. I'm almost 38 years old. We know what we're doing.
Lucky to be here.
Just happy to be here.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.